This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to reintroduce yourself to someone you've met before, but barely know. A clear, confident method for closing the gap with familiar strangers. In short, reintroducing yourself to someone you've barely met is harder than meeting a complete stranger, because both of you carry the weight of a half-formed memory. Do it well, and you convert an awkward moment into a genuine connection. Lead with your name, never assume they remember it. Give a short contextual anchor so the memory clicks for both of you. Ask one genuine question, and let them do the talking. Definition: reintroduce yourself confidently means initiating a second meeting exchange with someone you have encountered only briefly before, using your name, a shared context reference, and an opening question to rebuild recognition and begin a real conversation without embarrassment. You see the face across the room, and your stomach dips. You know that face. You have spoken to that person before, perhaps once, perhaps twice, but you cannot quite place the name, and you are not sure they remember yours. So you do what most people do: you smile vaguely, look away, and later wish you had done something different. I have watched that moment cost people real opportunities. A potential colleague, a useful contact, a person who could have become a genuine ally, all lost to a few seconds of social hesitation. The problem with reintroducing yourself to someone you have barely met is that it sits in the worst possible gap, not a stranger, where the rules are clear, and not a friend, where no rules are needed. It is the uncomfortable middle ground where most icebreakers fall apart. Here is what I've learned after 6 decades of getting it wrong before I got it right. The awkwardness is not about you. It is about the absence of a clear script. Give yourself one, and the whole thing becomes simple. Why the second meeting is harder than the first. Meeting someone for the first time carries its own nerves, but the rules are understood. You introduce yourself. They introduce themselves. Nobody expects more. The second meeting is trickier. You are no longer strangers, but you are not yet acquainted. One of you might remember the other more clearly, which creates an immediate imbalance. That fear of appearing forgettable, or worse, of making the other person feel forgotten, is what freezes people into polite invisibility. The result is that two people who could easily build a real connection spend the whole event orbiting each other at a safe distance. I have done it myself, more times than I care to admit. The good news is this: the discomfort is driven by uncertainty, not by genuine social difficulty. Remove the uncertainty with a clear process, and the moment becomes manageable. That is exactly what the steps below do. What you need before you begin to reintroduce yourself. Before you walk over, two things must be in place. Without them, even the best script will feel hollow. First, you need a genuine reason to approach. It does not have to be profound. It might be that you are at the same event, working on a related project, or simply that you want to reconnect. What matters is that you are clear in your own mind about why you are crossing the room. That clarity gives you calm, and calm is what comes across as confidence. Second, you need one contextual anchor, a single fact about where or how you met. This is the thread that pulls the memory back for both of you. It might be the name of an event, a shared colleague, a project, or a city. One anchor is enough. You are not building a case file. You are sparking a recognition. If you genuinely cannot remember where you met them, that is fine. The process below includes a way to handle that with honesty and grace. The 6 steps to reintroduce yourself confidently. Step 1. Approach with a clear, settled manner. Walk toward the person directly. Do not hover at the edge of their conversation waiting for eye contact. Hovering signals uncertainty, and uncertainty is contagious. A direct approach tells both of you that this is a normal, simple interaction. Make eye contact as you approach, not when you arrive. That 2-second window of eye contact while you're still a few paces away gives them time to process your presence, so the greeting does not feel sudden. Step 2. Say your own name first. This is the most important step, and the one people skip most often. They say hello and wait to see if the other person remembers them. That waiting is where the awkwardness lies. Instead, say your name immediately and with confidence. Hi, I'm Eamon. That is it. Those 3 words do more work than anything else in the entire exchange. They remove the pressure from the other person to perform a memory they may not have. They signal generosity, and they set the tone for the conversation that follows. Step 3. Offer your contextual anchor. Immediately after your name, give the one detail that places you in their memory. Keep it short. One sentence is enough. We met at the regional conference in September. Or, we were both at Sayers leaving due last spring. Or, I think we sat across from each other at the planning session in March. This is not about proving you remember them. It is about giving their memory a handhold, so the recognition can complete itself naturally. If you cannot recall the exact context, say so honestly. I know we have spoken before, though I'm embarrassed to say I cannot quite place where. That admission is disarming and real, and it nearly always prompts the other person to fill the gap willingly. Step 4. Acknowledge the gap with lightness. You do not need to make a performance of the fact that you barely know each other, but a brief, light acknowledgement can dissolve the remaining tension. Something as simple as, we only spoke briefly then, but I've thought about what you said about the client rollout. Or, I don't think we got past the introductions last time. One sentence. Not an apology, and not a complaint. Just an honest note that clears the air. For a more formal setting, this step can be trimmed entirely. But in most professional or social contexts, that small acknowledgement earns immediate warmth. Step 5. Ask one genuine question and listen. Here is where most icebreakers collapse. People treat the opening exchange as an obstacle to get to rather than the beginning of something real. They ask a question and immediately start thinking about what they will say next. Ask one question that follows naturally from your contextual anchor. If you mention the planning session, ask how the project developed. If you mention the shared event, ask what brought them back to this one. Make the question specific, not generic. How are things? Is a wall. How did that client rollout end up going? Is a door. Then listen. Properly listen. Let them answer fully before you respond. That quality of attention is rarer than you think, and people feel it immediately. This connects directly to the kind of approach outlined in The Role of Communication in Meeting Success, where genuine presence in an exchange does more for a relationship than any polished opener. Step 6. Confirm their name before you part. If you're not certain of their name, the end of the conversation is the natural moment to correct that. You might say, it's been good to properly catch up. I want to make sure I have your name right. Almost everyone will respond warmly to that. It takes courage to ask, and that courage is respected. If you did hear their name earlier in the conversation, use it once as you say goodbye. Good to see you again, Rachel. That simple act lodges the connection somewhere more permanent for both of you. Adapting this process for virtual or hybrid events. Online events strip away most of the environmental cues that help people place each other. There is no room, no shared table, no visual memory of standing near the drinks. The contextual anchor matters even more in this setting. When you reintroduce yourself in a virtual room, do it in the chat before you speak, if the format allows. Type, hi, I'm Eamon. We connected briefly in the breakout session at the April Summit. That gives the other person a moment to orient themselves before you appear on screen. If you're jumping straight into a video call, add your organizational context as part of your name. Hi, I'm Eamon from the Belfast office. We met when you presented at the Autumn Review. That additional layer replaces the environmental memory that an in-person setting would provide naturally. For larger virtual events, where you want to start a conversation with someone from the group, effective icebreakers for team meetings has practical tools for warming a cold online room before one-to-one reintroductions even begin. And if you're joining a session where tensions already exist, the guidance in how to de-escalate arguments during meetings will help you read the room before you step into it. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling Books 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where people go wrong when trying to reconnect. Three mistakes come up again and again. I have made all three. The mistake. Waiting for the other person to recognize you first. Why it happens. It feels presumptuous to assume they remember you, so you hang back, hoping they will make the move. What to do instead? Lead every time. Waiting forces the other person to either pretend to remember you or admit they do not. Both outcomes are worse than simply introducing yourself again with warmth. The mistake. Over-explaining how you met. Why it happens. Anxiety fills silence with detail. You give them the date, the event, the colleague who introduced you, and what you were both wearing. What to do instead? One sentence. The anchor only needs to be a handhold, not a documentary. Extra detail reads as insecurity, not helpfulness. The mistake. Treating the reintroduction as a transaction. Why it happens. People focus so hard on getting their opening right that they forget the point is the conversation that follows. What to do instead. Once you have said your name and offered your anchor, shift your attention entirely to the other person. Ask your question and actually care about the answer. If you are navigating a situation where the relationship already has some friction, how to start a difficult conversation. Blocking your team's synergy offers a complementary approach for when a reintroduction is not just social, but genuinely restorative. Your reintroduction checklist. Use this before any event where you expect to encounter familiar faces you barely know. Number 1. Identify one or two people you want to properly reconnect with, and recall one fact about where you met each of them. Number 2. Prepare your opening line, your name, your anchor, your question. Say it aloud once so it does not feel rehearsed when you say it for real. Number 3. Commit to leading. You will introduce yourself first every time, without waiting. Number 4. Decide in advance how you will handle a forgotten name, either ask directly at the end of the conversation or introduce yourself and let them offer their name in return. Number 5. After the conversation, write the person's name and one detail about them somewhere you will see it. Memory is a muscle, and you're building it deliberately. This same discipline of preparation applies whether you're managing a one-to-one reconnection or navigating a room full of new familiar faces. For specific guidance on reading group dynamics in those settings, how to deal with dominant voices in a discussion, and how to handle conflict during meetings are worth reading before any high-stakes gathering. The truth about second impressions. The first impression is made once, and it passes. The second impression, the one you make when you choose to close the distance with someone you barely know, is the one you actually control. I have seen professional relationships built entirely on the strength of a confident, generous reintroduction. One person decided the awkwardness was worth crossing. They said their name, offered a thread, asked a real question, and listened. That was enough. Everything that followed grew from that moment. If you are heading into a virtual setting and want to build those connections before the face-to-face moment, best practices for virtual meeting communication will give you the groundwork. The ability to reintroduce yourself confidently is not a gift some people are born with. It is a skill you build through practice and a process you trust because you have tested it. Use the steps above at the next event, the next corridor encounter, the next video call where a familiar face appears in the grid. Say your name, offer the anchor, ask the question. The rest will follow. Frequently asked questions. How do you reintroduce yourself confidently to someone you barely know? State your name, give a brief contextual anchor from where you met, and ask a genuine question about them. Do not wait for them to remember you first. Taking the lead removes the awkward pause and immediately puts both of you at ease. What is the best icebreaker when you have met someone before but forgotten their name? Introduce yourself first, say your own name clearly, which gives them a natural opening to offer theirs in return. You might say, I think we have met briefly, but I want to make sure I have your name right. This removes embarrassment from both sides without forcing an admission. Is it rude to reintroduce yourself to someone who should remember you? Not at all. Reintroducing yourself is an act of social generosity. It takes the pressure off the other person to perform a memory they may not have. Most people feel relieved rather than offended when you make the moment easy for them. How long should a reintroduction take in a professional setting? Roughly 60 to 90 seconds for the opening exchange. Your goal is to establish who you are, where you met, and one genuine point of interest. Then let the conversation breathe. A reintroduction is a door, not a room. Open it quickly and let them walk through. What do you say when you reintroduce yourself at a work event? Try something like, Hi, I'm Eamon. We met briefly at the planning session in March. I remember you were working on the client rollout. How did that go? This gives your name a shared reference point and a question that shows genuine interest in their work. Why do icebreakers for reconnecting feel harder than meeting someone new? Because the stakes feel higher. With a stranger, neither of you has expectations. With a new stranger, there is a fear of appearing forgettable or forward. That social uncertainty is the real obstacle, not the words themselves. A clear script removes the uncertainty and makes the action easy. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.